Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's little buddy Holly bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, is thethirdingredient.com. By the way, when you go to smallbusinessadvocate.com, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every Sunday afternoon. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, nfib.com. The NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism is his baby. He's been shepherding and curating now this absolute gold standard research for 45 years. We got him right out of elementary school. Hey, Bill, the index is still at a record high. It's moving up and down, a notch up, a notch down every month or so, but still blowing it out of the top. And the labor market, this is the good news. You were telling us a little bit about it in the previous segment. You gave us some great news on the Labor Department. Nothing bad happens when Americans are employed, does it?
That's right. That's the goal we always have. That's why we even define unemployment the way we do. You know, we want everybody who wants a job to be able to find a job. And there's no better way to do that than to have a healthy, growing economy where opportunities are continually created to either get your first job or to move to another better job. A lot of that going on.
And so much for robots are going to take all of our work, right?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I mean, we've had technological change for 100 years or 1,000 years if you want to.
Things have shifted. The workplace has shifted.
Things always change.
Yeah.
That happens all the time. And sometimes it happens a little faster. Sometimes it happens a little slower. So, it takes time to adjust. But all it does in the long haul is raise real income per person.
Yep.
And that's what we want to have happen.
Which gives people, allows people to fulfill their own dreams and have some self-determination.
Right, better life.
No question about it. Have plans for the future and for the children. Capital spending, again, still high but fluctuated a little bit.
Yeah, it did. You know, went down a little, I guess a point or so, but it's hanging in at good levels. We like to see that. And capital spending plans, those held steady at a very high level, 30% plan to make outlays over the next 6 months. Pardon me. So that's what we'd like to see. And, of course, in the longer term, that impacts productivity. If you look at the productivity numbers the government's released recently, there's a number well over 2%. We've been running close to 1% for quite a while. And the reason is that during the Obama years, we didn't invest. And if we don't invest in our workforce, of course, productivity can't go up. Half the people who work in this country work for small businesses, and their investment was important. It was depressed. Now it's booming, and we're happy about that.
So productivity is much improved over where it was.
Yeah, it's grown a lot faster, I think.
Yeah, and that's good, and that's a big indicator for the economists look at, isn't it, in terms of the health of an economy?
It is. Well, the growth of an economy is really, the speed at which we can grow is the sum of two numbers. Population growth or labor force growth, that is more people making stuff, but also the existing people making more stuff per hour. That's the productivity piece.
Mm-hmm.
So if labor force grows 1% and productivity grows 2%, then our potential grows 3%, and that's what we look for.
So sales stayed about the same, but it's still, again, still a high number.
Yeah, it's a good number. So consumers are out there spending. And, of course, our business customers are also demanding a lot from us. And those of us who are in somebody's supply chain, we're busy. I mean, we're all busy out there.
And see, this is what's making small business owners respond. Wall Street went nuts the day after the election because they can fry, Wall, apparently Wall Street can fry exuberance. They can fry excitement. And out here on Main Street, we can't fry that. We can only fry what customers give us.
Exactly.
Real customers laying their money down on a barrel head. We can't do anything until that happens.
Yep, and they're doing it, and of course, our inventories have been building, and then they're being depleted as quickly as we can build them. So we did have a nice uptick in the plans to get more inventories. That means that our small business people are ordering more stuff from wherever the manufacturers are, whoever's producing it,
right,
and asking for it. That keeps the economy rolling ahead.
We often don't spend a lot of time talking about inflation in the index because it's been so low for so long now. But this is where you talk about pricing power for small business owners. And this has been one of the lagging indicators for small businesses for a long time. And even though it's inflationary, I'm really heartened. I'm really excited to see small business owners reporting that they're feeling confident enough to raise their prices, which the Lord knows they really sorely need to do.
Exactly. And right now, you know, it's been pretty good. We had some 16-17% net of those. And there's a lot of price cutting, by the way, you know. So 10% are reporting they cut prices and 20% are reporting that they increase prices. And then you get some number balance out of that. So there's a lot of price dynamic all the time. But on balance, a net 15, 16, 17% are reporting higher prices now. That's historically about where we are. Mm-hmm. And, of course, if 20% raise prices and 80% don't, the average of that is not inflation, which is a general increase in the overall price level.
Right.
So there's a lot of movement in prices responding to what the economy's doing, but there's no inflation there yet in our numbers. And
folks, hold on to that thought, Bill. Folks, there's a new position the United States has achieved. Bill's going to report on that after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.